Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, welcome to My First Time, a mostly sexy sex podcast from Broadly. My name is Xing Xing.
I had two first times with girl-on-girl experiences, and I'd call them both first times because I don't really know what I'm doing.
Today on My First Time, it's a bumper edition. What's it like to have multiple first times? Some people sleep with boys, and some people sleep with girls. But how do you really know what or who you like until you've given it a go?
Hi, my name is Imogen Dive, and this is the story about the first time I had sex with a girl.
Let me tell you about Imogen, who had possibly the most lesbian upbringing ever.
I went to an all-girls school. We barely had sex ed. My parents were like Catholic, and like sex was not talked about in the house.
As someone who went to an all-girls school, it doesn't surprise me that Imogen took full advantage of all the dudes once she got to university.
My early sexual relationships with guys were very sexually charged. Like, I'd say that as soon as I discovered sex, I was just hitting on everyone. Like, I'd go out and be like, I'm gonna have sex tonight, like, for sure. It's almost like it kind of like unleashed something in me. I didn't think about girls at all. I was kind of like initiated into the world of sex, and I just wanted to have sex all the time. So I didn't actually have any relationships when I was at uni, but I slept with a lot of people.
After university, Imogen moved abroad to discover herself. But what she discovered was pretty unexpected, to say the least.
I moved to France for a year, and I was quite unwell, and I was in hospital for a bit. And I met this girl who was on the same ward as me. So it's a very intense period of my life. I'm kind of coming out of this big depression. And we just used to spend lots of time like lying on the grass outside the hospital, kind of really connecting on a deep level because we were both in a very similar space. Things became very intense very quickly. And I started feeling this kind of rush almost over my body when I was around her, and I didn't really know how to pinpoint it, and it didn't feel like all my friendships with girls so far. But at the same time, I wasn't thinking I'm gonna have sex with this girl, but I remember looking at her and like licking at her lips and being like, oh, I really feel something for her. There's this kind of sensation that comes over my body when I'm around her, and I just want to be really physically close to her. So we had this really deep emotional connection because of both going through a very difficult time in our lives. And also we were so similar, and we really like bonded over that. And we both left hospital, and we used to just, you know, for a couple of weeks, we would go on dates, but it didn't feel like dates because we were friends. But we'd kind of sit at the table and just like stare at each other, kind of look into each other's eyes in this really like looking back romantic way. It just felt really special and magical, and like we could talk about anything, and I could fully be myself around her, and she understood what I was going through in a way that other people didn't. And we just had this incredible connection, and I felt so good when I was around her. That felt really important at a time in my life when I hadn't felt good for quite a long time.
So that was the first time she had a meaningful emotional connection with a girl. But as important as meaningful and emotional connections are, this wouldn't be a very good podcast if we just talked about that.
I went over to the flat that she was staying in, and we were smoking some hash and playing each other our favourite songs and doing that classic thing we did when we would just kind of look into each other's eyes in this really, like, romantic way. And suddenly, I don't know if it was because we both felt a bit more chilled out because we were a bit stoned, high, whatever, we were being really tactile, and all of a sudden it was all this, like, dreamy, beautiful, like, nice music, hash, haze, feeling really wonderful and lovely and connected. We just started kissing. And that was the first time I'd kissed a girl with this kind of sudden sexual desire. We're kissing and I'm suddenly, like, I'm really turned on and I want to have sex. And I don't really know what that means because I've never talked about or heard about lesbian sex, and I don't know what's coming next, but it felt so natural to be kissing her and so wonderful that I kind of wasn't worried. I just let things gradually, I guess, escalate.
So after years of fucking loads of boys, how does it feel to actually be with a woman?
It definitely felt more sensual and emotive and more of a connection and, like, more intimate than penetration, which always for me felt quite like animalistic and quite like I'm gonna jump you kind of thing. That first time I had sex with her just felt more natural, not like, I want to say wholesome, but I don't mean wholesome, just more kind of like, just more intimate and connected, and you're both really about, like, pleasing the other person, which obviously you're both getting something from having sex when it's a guy on girl, but it's different. We didn't, like, go down on each other, but there was, like, lots of touching, lots of being super turned on, being as intimate, making out, rolling around, you know, it was definitely very sexual.
When the sex is that good and you've got such a strong emotional connection, that's the person you want to spend the rest of your life with, right?
I moved back to the UK and I kind of leave that behind as this, like, delicious, hazy dream that happened before. And she would send me on Facebook these long messages, like, I've never felt this way about anyone before, like, I'm so upset that you're in London and I don't know what to do with these feelings, and, like, do you feel the same? And I was kind of like, whoa, suddenly this is too much, because I'm back in London and I'm kind of on my, like, not into this intimacy thing. And obviously we had this magical thing, but I'm quite happy to leave it behind because I haven't really told anyone about it. And it's kind of been my, like, delicious kind of, like, essential, not secret, but it felt so personal and so intimate that I just wanted it for myself. Before I moved to France for that year, I'd kind of was quite happy that I was sleeping with guys because a lot of people were sleeping with guys before me at school, and I was kind of happy that I'd, like, broken that non-having sex vibe. All my friends were going out and getting with guys, and I just kind of boxed it up, put it away, and thought, I'm going to get with guys again. And to be honest, it's almost like girls went totally off my radar and I just, like, left it in France. I wasn't suddenly like, wow, I'm bi. I was kind of like, wow, that was really delicious and nice and wonderful and special. But at the same time, like, didn't really clock that I would ever, like, go for a girl.
I think what a lot of people don't realise is that sexuality doesn't progress along a straight line, so to speak. You don't have loads of sex with boys and then have a single sexual encounter with a girl and then come out as gay or bisexual. It's way more complicated than that.
At this stage, I'm thinking I really like guys because kind of like them as, like, a status symbol, which sounds really bad, but kind of at this stage, I'm still quite young and I find it really fun to have a boyfriend and really cool to have a boyfriend. I feel better about myself when I have a boyfriend. But none of the sexual experiences, despite really desiring them and being pretty turned on all the time, you know, they mean something to me, but I don't really feel that connection in the same way that I felt with this girl. And it's not so much that the girl's on my mind, but something is kind of lacking. Even though these guys turn me on so much and the sex is really good, I just know that I've experienced something slightly different. And I'm starting to, you know, see girls around and fancy girls, and I fancy guys as well. You know, I'm kind of turned on a lot of the time and I'm fancying everyone, but I'm kind of thinking, it would be fun to keep not experimenting, but see what else could happen with a girl. I think that the breakup with my ex-boyfriend was really horrible and dramatic. And I think I thought, if guys can be so like awful to me, and this girl was so gentle yet sensual with me, maybe it's time that I open my eyes a bit more and kind of talk to girls and guys in a kind of dating way.
This is the second turning point in our story, but this time Imogen's not going to sit around and wait for a girl to fall into her lap. She's going to go out and find them herself.
I was dating guys and girls at the same time. I was kind of hitting dating in a way that I hadn't before, and I was really looking for some kind of connection and new sexual experiences, I guess, and really spurred on by my friend who was dating and sleeping with a lot of girls, whereas I was quite open-minded sleeping with more than one guy. And it all happened really naturally. I met a girl and I just wanted to kiss her. I think as soon as I was on this date with her, I just thought, you know, she was incredible. And all these feelings I had before kind of came rushing back, that kind of whole body sensation. And I think it was also more about wanting to know how the rest of sex with a woman went. And again, it was more about that like deep connection. I was really into the kind of relationships and sex I was having with guys, and also really into this kind of different experience I was having with this girl. And I think that's when I realized, like, I'm actually into guys and girls fully, and I like both things. But right now with this girl, this is who I want, this is what I want. And it all kind of happened from there.
Everyone has a chance to assign value and meaning to their first time. You're the one who gets to decide whether or not a sexual encounter means something.
I had two first times with girl and girl experiences, and I'd call them both first times because different sexual activities happened, and I had that kind of apprehension both times of like, I don't really know what I'm doing, but this feels really good.
As someone who's bisexual myself, I always feel like people want to know who's better in bed, boys or girls. But as Imogen points out, it's not really a boy versus girl thing. It's actually about being with a boy or a girl and figuring out the ways in which that can actually complement your approach to relationships.
You can take a lot from both sides, as in from having sex with guys, it kind of unleashed this really sexually charged, not aggressive, but almost like, you know, like really energetic, almost like animalistic kind of approach to sex. And then with a girl, I tended to find it more sensual and intimate. And I think you can then bring that kind of sensual intimacy into having sex with a guy as well. And you can kind of look for that. And in the past, I'd never looked for that in guys, but I think after having a girl on girl, you know, having sex with a girl for the first time, I did then go back to guys with more respect for myself, I think, and more respect for my body, and looking for more intimacy and less just straight up sex. It's really good to experience both, because there are so many different elements that you can bring into the other side.
Thanks for listening to My First Time, a podcast from Broadly. My name is Zing Sing, and I'm the UK editor. This episode was produced by Sam Bonham. If you've got ideas for future episodes, first-time sex stuff, get in touch, broadly.editor@vice.com. See you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.